This is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to the Daf in Practice series. We are now in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed. So a fascinating discussion comes up about whether or not a person's allowed to daven sitting down when traveling on a train or a bus or an airplane. So Gemara records a machlokas. A person is waking up early in order to travel on a boat of some sort. So the first opinion says that he should daven in his house so he could stand up while davening. And then later on, when he's on the boat, when the Zman of Kriyat Shema arrives, he should then say Shema at that point. The other opinion felt that no, that a person should delay saying Tefillah. You want to be somech gula la Tefillah. You want to say Shema, transitioning right into Shemoneh Esrei. So even though that means you're going to be sitting down in the boat, when you say Shemoneh Esrei, it's better to do smicha gula la Tefillah than to stand up for a tefillah. So while the first opinion says better to stand up and not be somech gula la tefillah, the second opinion holds that it's better for a person to sit down in order that he be able to be somech gula la tefillah. The Rashi there comments the whole reason why standing up is essential to Shemoneh Esrei because tefillah me'umad adif, why is standing better? Sheyachal l'chavenish libo, it's all about kavanah. So how do we paskin? Is it better for a person to sit down so that he could somech gula la tefillah, or better for a person to stand up even though he's not being somech gula la tefillah? So the Shulchan Aruch paskin to the end of Simin Pei Tes that we hold that odif tvei sheispal bebeiso meumad. Better for a person to stand up in his house and then he could recite Shema later on. So even though that's the case, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the practice is otherwise. This is a great example where sometimes the minhagim override what the psak halach is. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the rov ha'olam, most of the people in the world, ein nizhar bazeh, are not careful about this, and presumably, he says, because they assume the other way, that it's really better to be somech gula l'tfilah, even though that means you're going to be sitting down while reciting Kriyat Shema. He goes on further to say if a person is traveling and he sees that he's going to miss Zman Tefillah, it's better to daven Hivadai. He certainly should daven Shemoneh Esrei even while he's traveling, whether that means he's walking or sitting down. Either way, better to daven while walking and sitting down than to miss Zman Kriyat Shema. So if that's the case, if a person's on a bus, a person's on a train, or a person's on an airplane, if he's not able to stand up, he should certainly, or she should certainly daven while sitting down. So the interesting question from Chaim Kanievsky was asked, let's say you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and then your stop comes, are you allowed to get up and walk off? And Rav Chaim paskins that yes, you're allowed to get off even though you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, because it's mutter to daven Shemoneh Esrei even while walking. The whole point of Amida is so you have better kavana. And in certain instances, you can't have the proper kavana, you can't stand up, you could still have the most kavana possible while sitting down or even while walking. So that gets to the question on the plane. Should a person gather in a minyan and stand up in the plane? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that it's best for a person to sit down because he's going to disturb other people. He himself will be disturbed by people passing through, going to the bathroom. Better for a person to sit down saying Shemoneh Esrei. If it's possible, when it comes to bowing down for the beginnings of Shemoneh Esrei and the end of Shemoneh Esrei, best for a person to try to stand up to bow for those moments, and then he can sit for the rest of the